This is VOA News via remote. Tom McPhee. Considering the UN nuclear watchdog says it has not had access to key Iranian data since February. AP correspondent Mike Gracia with details.
The United Nations Atomic Watchdog reported Monday at present it can only estimate Iran's overall nuclear stockpile because it hasn't had access to monitoring data since February. Iran began limiting inspections on February 23rd in a bid to pressure President Joe Biden to lift sanctions reimposed by President Donald Trump in 2018. Trump's action coincided with his decision to pull the U.S. out of the 2015 nuclear deal with Iran. The International Atomic Energy Agency's confidential report was seen by the Associated Press. The report estimates as of May 22nd, Iran's total enriched uranium stockpile was 3,241 kilograms, up about 273 kilograms from the last quarterly report. Talks are ongoing in Vienna for the U.S. to rejoin the nuclear deal, known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. I'm Mike Gracia.
U.S. President Joe Biden will take part in a remembrance of one of the nation's darkest and largely forgotten moments of racial violence, marking the 100th anniversary of a massacre in Tulsa, Oklahoma. It wiped out a thriving black community. Biden's visit Tuesday, in which he will grieve for the more than 300 black people killed at the hands of a white mob a century ago, comes amid a national reckoning on racial injustice. And it will stand in stark contrast to the last presidential visit to Tulsa, which took place last year. After suspending his campaign rallies after the onset of the pandemic, U.S. President Donald Trump chose Tulsa as the site of his return and picked June 19th, the holiday known as Juneteenth that commemorates the end of slavery in the United States. This is VOA News. Israel's defense minister on Monday distanced himself from comments made by his military chief after Israel bombed the Gaza Strip high-rise housing an Associated Press office and other news outlets, saying the remarks were not meant to be taken literally. In an article published over the weekend, the military chief of staff, Lieutenant General Aviv Kohavi, was quoted as saying that the building was destroyed justly and he did not have a gram of regret. The article also said that he told a foreign source that AP journalists drank coffee each morning in a cafeteria in the building's entrance with Hamas electronics experts, whether they knew it or not. The AP called the comments patently false, noting that there was not even a cafeteria in that building. The United States may have turned the corner on the coronavirus, but hasn't beaten it yet. AP correspondent Rita Foley.
More than one-third of...
First, the good news. The rate of infections and deaths in this country is at its lowest level since the earliest days of the pandemic. The secret? The COVID vaccines. More than 50% of Americans have gotten at least one COVID shot, and about 40% are fully vaccinated, according to the Bloomberg COVID tracker. But now the sad news. The U.S. has lost more lives to COVID than any other nation on Earth. More than 594,000 people. Worldwide, more than 3.5 million people have died. I'm Rita Foley.
Imprisoned Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny asked a court Monday to halt the hourly nighttime checks he has been subjected to in his penal colony. Speaking to the court in a video link from prison, Navalny charged that he has done nothing that would warrant the authorities' decision to designate him as a flight risk that has resulted in the checks. He argued that the hourly nighttime checks effectively amount to torture, telling the judge that you would go mad in a week if subjected to such regular wake-ups. The court later adjourned the hearing until Wednesday. An Australian court has rejected a challenge to the federal government's draconian power to prevent most citizens from leaving the country so they don't bring COVID-19 home. Most Australians have been stranded in their home nation for more than a year under a government emergency order made under the powerful Biosecurity Act. Australia is alone among developed democracies in preventing its citizens and permanent residents from leaving the country, except in exceptional circumstances. Libertarian group Liberty Works argued the government did not have the power to enforce the travel ban, but the judges said Parliament knew the law's impact would be harsh when it passed the Biosecurity Act in 2015. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.